to make a jazz band or a jazz combo work, in my opinion, you need two instruments, and then you can make almost any other combination work. And you need a bass player and a drummer. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band, so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
It's essential to have a bass player to really make a jazz band or a jazz combo work. But what do you do if you do not have a bass player? Do you just try to make it work some other way? Well, I'm going to give you some tips today on what you can do if you do not have a bass player for jazz band. First of all, you can try to recruit a guitar player or really any other instrument. A guitar player may know the fingerings already. The four strings on the bass guitar are just like strings 6, 5, 4, and 3 on the acoustic guitar. And so if you have a decent player who can read notes on the acoustic guitar, they're going to be able to transfer over. And if you have an instrumentalist who's learned fingerings, especially like a woodwind player, because it's kind of linear the way the fingering on the bass guitar works, then you should be able to teach them also. But you might say, well, what if they don't read bass clef? Well, that's what we're going to talk about now, is just getting a bass player started so that if they have this basic skill of either playing a wind instrument or guitar, then they can get started with playing the bass. The essential notes for the bass notes are the 1 and the 5. And you can get away with a beginning type of sound on bass guitar by having the 1 and the 5. And the way you can have a beginner do that who is transferring from guitar or wind instrument is to just have them play the note that is written in the chord change, and that's the 1. So for example, if the chord change was an F, then they would play string 4 on fret 1, or the E string on fret 1, and that would be an F. And then they don't have to worry about the 5, how to play the 5, because what's going to work with that is if you just go down a string closer to the floor and up 2 frets, then that's going to be the 5 of the chord. So going back to our example of F, F would be the first fret on the E string, and they can use that using their first finger. And then the C is going to be the 3rd fret on the A string, but they don't need to be worried about that. So if they just get that finger pattern happening, the first finger on whatever fret, and then 2 frets up or to the right on the string closer to the floor, then they're going to have the 1 and the 5 of the chord. And that's going to be able to fit most situations in jazz band and help get them started. Now, you don't want to leave them at this beginning level forever. So get them started in some type of method book that will teach them how to read a little bit better.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.